You are listening to Tim.
It's said that music can soothe the savage beast.
That laughter is best medicine.
They say that poetry can make us feel deeper by insight.
Stories bring us together through space and time.
They say that a picture is like a song.
They say it's a picture is like a song.
It tells a story. I'd like to... Is this music still playing in the background?
Yeah, it's still playing, yeah.
Okay, well, I'd like to humbly present the first ever medicine show. The medicine show is a variety show which features artists doing original material, which is the medicine for our show. Artists whose material and insight is healing by nature. Content which reflects our culture in order to stimulate thought and reconsideration. So... we will be looking for comedy, original works or expression, fresh ideas, stories from the heart, original music, and poets. So they say that a smile is contagious. Well, share. Welcome to the medicine show. And we've got some guests in the studio tonight. A couple of groups. One is called Bees Make It, and the other one is called Dear Father. And so we're coming up with them in a few minutes. So we're going to be talking about some comedy.
And lots of stuff. So stick around.
Welcome to the Medicine Show. Back with us is Ted Kim in the studio. And hi, Ted.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. So you're from Chilliwack, are you?
Yeah, that's correct.
Excellent. So we were talking earlier about comedy in the Lower Mainland. And so tell your friends in Chilliwack, anybody who writes comedy, anybody listening, that they can be submitting comedy sketches. Any comedians who want to come on, we're looking to feature comedy on our show as well. So the address to send your submissions to is including the word send to jasonlawrence@yahoo.com for now until our site is up and running. So that's send to jasonlawrence@yahoo.com, including the word send to jasonlawrence with a W at yahoo.com. So my name is Jason Paleface Lawrence.
Yep.
And this is Kelly Rayburn.
DJ Ray in the house.
DJ Ray and MC Paleface and our friend Ted Kim. And also in the studio tonight, we have a couple of guys with a band called Bees Make It. This is Ben.
Hello.
And Graham Dawson.
Howdy.
And so are you guys local as well?
We are from Vancouver, yes. All right.
So where's locals?
Like in the city.
I even go to UBC. So this is
nice.
I'm always here, right here.
Very nice. And I'll just tell a little brief bit about our history for doing this show. Kelly and I have been working together on a couple.
The other station.
The other station.
Yes.
And doing different types of shows and stuff like that. So we're going to just go right into. I'd like to say that. Let's just do a song to start us in. You want to sing us a song, Ted?
Sure.
And so is this, do you have anything to say about the song, or?
I am recording an EP. It'll be a double EP.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure when it'll be out. This is going to be one of the songs on there.
Excellent. Take it away.
The song's called Letters.
Bravo! Very nice.
That's beautiful. Right on. So, I noticed that when we were going through the contact and everything, at your internet presence, do you want to tell people a bit about your how to listen to you more?
I do have a couple of rough recordings out that I kind of did in my room at home,
mm-hmm.
but. If you really wanna listen to those, you can find me on Facebook. That's just www.facebook.com/dearfather. Or what I'll do when I get home later tonight, I'll post a link to my SoundCloud and to my And to my Facebook page on your CITR Facebook page.
Cool.
So those rough recordings to me sounded really, I don't care about, you know, people's ideas of quality as far as recording goes. I thought they were pretty clear, but not only there, they got a lot of feeling the way that they were recorded. It was very honest and very raw. I think it's worth listening for anybody who's liked what they heard, for one thing. Yeah. But so your album, or you're doing a double LP, you say?
Double EP, yeah. EP, three songs are going to be kind of live off the floor, like what you will kind of hear here, and then three songs are going to be like full instrumental, because I'm a multi-instrumentalist, so I play everything from drums, piano, bass, guitar.
When will that be released?
I don't have a date yet. I am still kind of in the works of it.
A decade?
Hopefully week. Within the next millennium.
Within the next millennium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can wait, and then when it is available, which will be within the next few months, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. Tentative date, probably start of September.
Right. Mm-hmm. Up to whatever, we give you leeway, but when they since there's no announced date, after it's released, which if you're really a big fan, you want to keep track of this, your fans will be able to purchase it on iTunes, did you say?
No, I did not say that.
Sorry,
no.
Whoops.
No. Yeah.
I think I said a name brand.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, where can they get your music?
Basically just at my shows or online somewhere. Right. They'll be able to download it from SoundCloud or one of those sites.
Cool.
I haven't kind of gotten that far yet for the marketing side of it, but
Well,
all right.
Excellent. So what other song would you like to play for us?
I've got another one.
Goodbye?
Hmm?
Goodbye?
I can play that
request.
One.
Request.
I can play that song, but I can...
Not Enough?
Yeah, I'll play Not Enough.
Cool.
All right.
Ted Kim on the guitar on The Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM.
it's not enough. And I know it's not enough. And I know, oh, oh, it's not enough. And I know it's not enough.
Bravo! Just to let you know that you're listening to a special pilot edition of The Medicine Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm DJ Ray. Along with me is DJ Pillface. I always
MC
keep
saying,
sorry, MC Pillface.
I've been told I got a face for radio.
Yes. So if you're filling in, this is supposed to be the fill-in show. So if you go in the archives and you want to listen to this all over again, go to CITR.ca. And there you can find in the Friday 10:30 show. So fill in Friday 10:30 show. Click on it, and the archive will be on there. So there you go. Back to MC Paleface.
All right. They say that listening to this show, if they say that listening to us on the air, did you hear? It's like someone said. It's like watching monkeys make pancakes. I know it gets quite a visual, doesn't it? So. Mr. Professional String Bender there. That was really nice. I like the mood. I like the honesty. And I'm curious about who is... First of all, like, what influenced you to do this to a guitar? Who drives you? What's your favorite?
I've got, like, I don't know, really. When it comes to music that I listen to, I feel like I kind of got stuck almost in the middle school, like in when I was in middle school, because I listened to like a lot of bands that are like Blink 182 and bands like that. But I don't know. I really just there's a lot of artists that almost every artist influences me in some way. But
is there some cult favorite obscure artist that you could enlighten us to that
cult
perhaps
favorite?
Twists you into the person that you love?
Well, I don't know. I do. Really enjoy I enjoy Dallas Green from City and Color.
Say that clearer, say it again.
Dallas Green.
Okay.
From City and Color. But then also, you know, I don't know, really just Dustin Kensrew from Thrice 2. He was just the lyrics they write really yeah.
Okay, so
bring it home for me.
I got another question for you. If you were to play in one city in the world, what would be your choice city, or what would be your favorite? Even if it's not a city, it could be a building, it could be a monument. What is the place that you would dream to play? Would be the ultimate place to play on the earth?
Does it have to be like? Does it fictional or non-fictional?
Oh,
because I could Atlantis would be really cool
Atlantis.
Or something like that.
yeah.
I played in Atlantis.
Yeah, or something like that. Like maybe like El Dorado.
Did the water warp the guitar? Now, what about in real life? Where would be the favorite? Cairo, New York, Belgium.
You know what? Almost. Honestly, just wherever there's somebody that wants to listen. It doesn't have to be a specific city. Right. Other than that, I'd probably just play like in the middle of the Amazon somewhere by myself, with like some beautiful scenery around me.
That's inspirational. I'll take that.
Yes.
Comedian. So we're going to talk a little bit about comedy because this is going to have comedians on in the future.
Absolutely.
So, what is your favorite comedian that you can think of off the top of your head, famous or not?
Definitely Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Jim freaking Carrey.
And we have evolved through the ages of anybody going to reminisce about the old times from George Burns, Gracie Allen. There used to be a show on the radio, like before there was TV, it evolved into television. They had this couple called the Bickersons, and they would bicker. It was like this couple that would just bicker. And then, anyway, so there's, I've never heard it, but of course I've been told the stories. going on into going into sitcoms, George Jefferson, Eddie Murphy.
Yes, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What about you guys? You got a favorite comedian that you think of? Rodney Dangerfield or something.
Well, yeah, Rodney Dangerfield and George Carlin is one of my top favorites. I guess Louis C.K.
Oh, yeah, Louis C.K., right, yeah.
I think he warrants a lot of his attention. He's doing a pretty good job there. I like his show. He's got his own show, I think, on XFM or something. I forget the channel it's on. But Louis C.K. has got a show called Louis. And he does a really good job of blending comedy and serious matters. And so it's comedy that makes you think, and so it's kind of reminiscent of George Carlin's kind of stuff.
And yeah.
A lot of the older comedians like that.
I love like Cheech and Chong. And one time I saw Stephen Wright play in Seattle. He was doing this stand-up comedy thing, and it was so dry. It was ridiculously, he would stand there with no expression, and what came out of his mouth just made you just laugh your guts out, because the way his delivery is amazing. He's like a very serious comedian. As a comedian in all seriousness. What about you, Ben?
I think we didn't mention Dave Chappelle.
Like
Robin Williams, I think we forgot too.
Oh yeah.
Robin Williams, and I really liked that. Yeah.
Even like Seth Rogen too, like,
yeah,
funny guy.
And of course, Benny Hill.
John Candy.
Know who Benny Hill is?
Yes.
English. That's what we're playing there in the background. Anyway, so we're gonna listen to one more from Ted Kim. And so, did you choose a particular? Next one?
I don't know. You kind of you only told me to do two, but I can do a third.
Ah, surprise!
Yeah.
No, what I meant is with time recording, so you don't have to do one right now. If you want to wait a minute, we'll play some more music. We'll come back. What would you like to do? Pressure.
I'll do one I wrote a couple of weeks ago.
Beautiful, nice and fresh. Right. So this is the idea of this show. The music is the medicine. The poetry is the medicine. Art is the medicine. And
all variety is a medicine.
To soothe the savage beasts and all. Now, so this is original and fresh, and that's the idea of the show. Thank you for sharing. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I don't really have a name for this one yet.
That's
but,
okay. It's
yeah.
Okay.
Like buns out of the
came here.
Very nice. Ted Kim, everybody.
Ted Kim, thank you. Is that a love song for someone special?
I kind of wrote it just out of the blue.
But what's your main general song was that? Do you know? What's your main title was that song? Do you know?
He just wrote it. There's no title.
Oh,
yeah, I guess if I had to pick one, probably Stay With Me.
Okay.
But I did write it a couple of weeks ago, but I am going to be putting it on my album.
Cool.
Because I did really like it. It's one of the songs I do really like.
Yeah, it's good structure.
Yeah.
I like the transitions. So one more question before we do a big change up in here and get the Bees Make It on guitars in here. I got a question. The Lake Sesame Street, our program is brought to you by letters, numbers, words, and such. So today's program was brought to you by the word frequency. And so I got a question. What emotion or thought does that word bring up for you?
Frequency? Oh, man.
Like, snap reaction, what is the emotion or the word or the thought that brings that for you?
I guess reception, kind of. Like, I don't know.
Reception.
Yeah.
So, like, oh, receiving a signal.
Yeah.
Very cool. Thank you for coming on the show. And you're going to stick around with us and read some poetry in a little while?
Yeah,
and
sure.
Good. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to listen to, what is the next song that we're listening to there?
It's called Miami, or Mamani Kita, in the song called Kuno. It's a femcom.
There you go.
We'll be right back.
Mama. You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by for the father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
And, of course, you're listening to a special pilot edition of The Medicine Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. If you want to click on to it, you'll have to click on Friday fill-ins between 10:30 till midnight. I'm DJ Ray. Across from me is MC Paleface. How's it going, MC Paleface?
I'm doing okay. I was told another meaning of my name recently. Yeah. You know what it means? Well, in Spanish, it's been said that it means to the act of mooning.
There you go.
It's like the white face where it never gets the sun, so you show it. And also, it's a kind of from. And then I was welcome into the studio, Tobias, who is a musician and that I often play with as Paleface in our group sometimes and jam with. He's an amazing musician from Brazil. Say hi, Tobias.
What's up?
We also have a big shout out to our third member who couldn't make it today, and that's Tyrone.
Tyrone.
Hello, Ty.
So,
what's up?
Hello, Tyrone, if you're out there listening to us on CITR.
Yes, and so in the studio we have Bees Make It all set up and ready to play some music for
Ooh,
us.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
And so
let's do some live music.
Yeah, we love to play. Creative. I love this. Totally creative, totally fresh. These guys are making music, and you guys... I know, he's holding a Dobro here in the studio.
It's a fake Dobro.
It's a fake Dobro, but it looks very shiny. It's got
shiny.
The metal. Oh, metal on the front.
We like shiny things. We are easily amused people, I guess.
Excellent.
Shiny's good.
So we were discussing before, first of all, that Sesame Street, we're brought by a number or a letter or a phrase. Today's show is brought to you by the word frequency. How does that make you feel? What thought does it evoke? Or what word or thought does that evoke for you, Ben?
432.
432, yeah.
Have you heard about that?
Got that one.
Have you heard about that?
No, all I heard, I'm just thinking that's 2 minutes after 420.
Oh. 12 minutes.
12 minutes.
Right, 12 minutes. Go ahead. So, what is 432?
It's a particular frequency. If you look into it, you'll find many, many golden nuggets of information on the internet about... The 432 megahertz frequency.
Nice.
Can you tell us the alternative and what that relates to? And for the people who don't know about the, 440 is the tuning for around the world that's agreed upon the Pythagorean scale and how it was set up and everything. So how does that relate to the one that you're referring to?
Yeah, I'm not going to go there and find like...
Yeah.
No, it's a dark hole. All
right.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Something
all right.
Else. Right. It's a wormhole. There's a few people out there who have their beliefs about the different qualities that arise from the different frequencies that they reflect, I guess, natural law and universal, like the universe was, like the Big Bang Theory, if you think about it, it's about sound. A bang is a sound, and that frequency might have like a cosmic key, some people believe in.
Absolutely. So what we're referring to is guitar tuning or instrument tuning. They have frequencies of, a lot of people have agreed upon, 440 is the standard tuning around the world. There's a lot of people now who are agreeing that 432 is it?
Yeah,
is the alternative tuning that everybody's going to stick?
Like, mm-hmm. I've that's what I've heard, and I do kind of, I wouldn't say favor. There really isn't a difference, like perceptive, like to the ears, I guess, mm-hmm. between the two. It's very slight.
Some people say that they know this,
but yeah, some people will swear by it and say that it is a more natural, I guess, healthier. Awareness thing is kind of what I'm bringing up.
Harmonic, you know, something to put the people in harmony. What do you think of when you think of the word frequency?
I guess just life in general. I mean, everything is, everything resonates
off different frequencies, and they're all in kind of this symphony together. So, I mean, the more... it's like you got your beautiful songs, you got your discorded songs, you have it all going around. It's kind of just all there. The frequency kind of just
very cool
speaks to everything.
So what songs were you guys thinking of playing for us today?
Oh, the first song we were going to do is called Hollow Earth, which is a song written by my brother Ben here.
Yay!
Yay! Yay!
Okay, so you guys want to start those...
yep.
That all...
It's going to be quick.
And so, I know, when I was told to dummy up, I don't think it helped. So excuse my stuttering, but go ahead whenever you guys are ready.
Okay.
All right. Ben and Graham Dawson on CITR.
Bees make it.
Wait a second. There's no music.
Sweet.
I have no backing.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. So
here we go.
We're bringing it in.
We go.
Can it be a bit louder?
Yeah, we need to hear
so,
it.
So,
it's playing. Even though you're
no.
You're,
okay. So let's. We're gonna got a little technical difficulty. We're gonna go back into that music for a second. We're gonna set up a few things, and we'll be right back. So this music is who we got bringing up here next. There
is
the top one. There.
The top one.
Yeah.
We played her.
Okay,
we already played
go,
her.
Go to the next one then.
So, okay, so this one is Eve.
Eve. That's what I asked him.
Thank you.
we are back on CITR 101.9 FM. This is The Medicine Show. I'm DJ Ray, and along with me is MC Paleface.
And that was...
Oh, yeah, that was Eve. Actually, it was called Angelique Kidjo.
It's Angelique Kidjo.
Thank you.
And she was doing her from her album...
The Mambamba.
There you go. So, back in the studio with...
Yes.
Bees Make It, making some sweet stuff. So, what's the name of the song?
This is Hollow Earth, again.
Again, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, take two, yes.
Thank you guys, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Ben and Graham Dawson here on The Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca.
Yes. So that was absolutely beautiful. We're having, you know, trying to lean into these mics, and I understand it's a little bit hard to hear and stuff, but I think it's coming out better on the airwaves than in the studio. But what was the influence for that song, you guys? That was sort of, it sounded like it had some...
Yeah,
some influences that are familiar, but I couldn't put my finger on it.
It's hard to say exactly where the lyric influence is from that, but
ingenious.
As far as the musical influence for that song, I'd have to probably put the chord structure somewhere like one of our influences is probably Radiohead. So it's got a little bit of maybe of that influence on the chord structures for that song. And lyrically, I was just kind of trying to...
You were pretty interested into the Hollow Earth theory.
At the time.
Well, it makes for a good metaphor for the subject, doesn't it?
it can be looked at
in many ways, for sure.
Absolutely.
They recently discovered whole oceans below the Earth's crust that weren't known about. So maybe the Hollow Earth theory is
and
not
did you guys hear about all the creatures that they are just discovering, like the deep sea creatures, totally strange new ones?
New tasty food to try out. Yeah.
Deep fry.
Deep fry.
I want to find something in the bottom of the ocean and deep fry.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Everything's better deep fried, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure certain parts of your body would disagree, but... So we asked Ted, what was one city that you'd like to play in? You guys have a dream city or perhaps a dream monument or building you'd like to play in, or fictional or otherwise?
I heard that... Inside the pyramids, the reverb is out of this world. So if I had a dream, I would play inside of a pyramid.
I don't think that's an impossible dream either.
Well, that
no,
I don't know. I guess
yeah.
Don't they have tours inside those?
But we have to bring a couple instruments. I don't know if that'd be kosher.
That's right. the sounds might reverb the paint off the walls or the etchings in the walls or something, you know.
We're doing a crowd fundraiser to do a studio album in the pyramids.
Yay! Okay, so tell us a little bit about the recordings that you guys are doing and what's going on with that.
Well, we finished this album back in 2012, and we were working with this magical producer, Terry Show Murray. He's played in a number of metal bands, including Showcore, which was kind of known a while ago.
I remember them.
You remember Showcore, that Bonecracker song?
Yeah, my friend said he did the bass line on it. that, you know that wicked bass line?
Yeah, that's... I can't do it, but it's... Yeah, I know
that's exactly. The signature bass line.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we worked with him, and he did an incredible job. It was... good time, and we haven't really been we were trying to find musicians and wasn't working out, so we're playing just us two. We kind of have the brotherly bond of music, so it's working well.
Are you twins?
No,
they look similar, but they're definitely not identical.
They're brothers.
We are brothers. Yeah.
Mm. All right. And so then, can people access your music to listen to more of it?
Indeed they can. We're on Facebook and Bandcamp and all that. You can definitely just Google us and find all those things. Mm-hmm. Or,
but to contribute monetarily, if someone wants to purchase an album, do you have one for sale?
We do. On iTunes, you can look us up.
Mm-hmm.
And Bees Make It is the name again. That's three words, Bees Make It.
There's
sweet!
There's CDs at Zulu and Neptune.
Yeah,
right.
Around yay! Town and hard copies.
Well. Yeah, hard copies.
Yeah, if you feel like it.
And also you can order a hard copy off of our website when it's up and running, beesmakeit.com. It's down at the moment because we don't pay bills enough, I guess. But
okay,
we'll be up again soon.
So, question then, when you were playing, could you hear the drum track in the background?
It was coming through. Yeah,
we're gonna go into another song in a minute. Do you have something queued up?
Ready to go.
Okay, so tell us a bit about this next song.
This song.
We're gonna do Stubborn Lights, right?
Let's do this one. Yeah, we'll do this one. This one's called The Actor. This one came around the same time as the last track. I had a wave of inspiration that I was riding for a while, so. It's kind of a ode to the past, I guess, childhood or growing up through adolescence and becoming a little more mature, I guess. But
I like these really original sort of inspirations for songs. You know,
mm-hmm.
People aren't just writing about
you know, I love you, you love me, we're sitting in a tree, and blah, blah, blah. So it's more complex. I like that. And the backing tracks, you want to bring up a bit in volume?
We got it.
So that we can hear the backing around a little bit more compared to them. Yeah. And you guys go ahead with your track.
All right.
I mean, your song.
This is the actor.
The actor?
The actor.
The actor. Sorry.
Yes.
There was an actor playing his role, save your accolades when you pay the toll. There was a tractor, all I did was haul. I'm hauling, hauling, hauling all some more. There was a weasel, big and tall. Then we had nowhere else to go. Handled our business each and every way. To the day that they just make you go away. I lost myself back when. I don't remember it happening.
Very nice. Very well done.
Wow. That's different.
Ben and Graham Dawson here on The Medicine Show. Anybody want to speak?
I'm tongue-tied. you guys, can people see you live in the area, you guys? Are you planning something?
At the
moment,
we have no shows that are set, but we're working on developing something that if you look at our sites this summer, we'll be active doing something.
So okay, so you're not just a recording project, you're actually going to be playing this stuff out and about after it's all...
Yeah, yeah.
After you guys do all your work.
On tour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On tour! Wow!
Jet planes and all that.
Oh, right on. Nice. What's the next song you're going to do for us?
The next song is called Stubborn Lights, and we have no backing track for this
one. Do you want to set one up?
No.
You're just going to play
it? So you're just going to play the guitars for it.
Wow, what's that sound?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow. Far
that's
out,
electricity.
Man.
Electricity.
Okay, so the song again is called?
This song is called Stubborn Lights.
Okay.
Stubborn Lights. Does that have anything to do with, like, the Northern Lights or something?
It has something to do with...
Or hotel room flashing lights outside your...
I don't know. It's just a social commentary, I guess, on people's kind of addictions to technology, and I just, when we just kind of got into the vibe of creating this album, we were out in the woods at a cabin by the ocean with no TV or anything near us, so that was kind of the inspiration of this song, is just to, like, realize that there's a world out there that's worth paying attention to.
Wow. Yeah, because that's kind of, these thoughts were coming to me when I was hearing, you know, Stubborn Lights. I was thinking, you know, if you're enjoying the tranquility of less assaulting neon lights, you know, then something that's like peering into your window or bothering you from a distance or like a light shining, you know, some you know what gets me is some cultures really like to party in bright, bright lights, and some like to party into lower lighting. And it's quite amazing. Do you ever notice that down south?
Yeah, definitely. I've seen people party there much later in the night. Like they start at 12.
This is Tobias talking about partying in Brazil.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You start at 12. Here, I don't know, I've seen places that they finish at 12.
Mm.
So it's just a 24-hour thing? Is it 12 to 12?
If you are hurt,
never ends. It's like New York City.
Yeah.
Actually, they're known for Carnival, right?
Carnival, yeah.
Carnival. Okay, say something really brilliant and interesting in Portuguese for us, like "Welcome to the Medicine Show." I think we were talking about.
Bem-vindo ao show da medicina. Estamos aqui com Jason e o amigo dele. E não é para ter falado o nome dele de verdade, mas bem-vindos.
We're doing like a languages thing now?
Bien, and that's in Portuguese. In Spanish, bienvenidos al Medicine Show, el espectáculo de medicina.
Do you want German too?
Yes, please, do the German. Do the German.
Ich mag euch willkommen zu der Medicine Show.
All right. You guys speak a language?
Medicine Show. Yokoso.
Oh.
Very nice.
Excellent. Okay, so we're gonna hear this assaulting lights.
Oh no!
Stubborn lights.
Insulting lights. Yeah,
we're insulting stubborn lights.
We hate you, lights.
No.
That's okay. Okay.
All right.
That's the humor side, right?
That is the humor side. It's
right.
Completely a joke. All right. Here we go.
Watch the frisky glow of these lights you've come to call your home. But tell me the truth, do you feel these lights were made for you? I believe I can be the object of your affection. These machines, they compete for your undivided attention. Change, it happens fast. I hope this moment will last. But still I contend with these stubborn lights that pretend they believe they can be the object of your affection. These machines, they compete for your undivided attention. You watch the frisky glow of these lights you've come to call your home. But tell me the truth, do you feel these lights were made for you? I believe I can be object of your affection. These machines, they compete for your undivided attention. Oh.
Very good.
That's beyond, guys. That's really beautiful, and that's quite a nice falsetto in there.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You guys are not twins. You didn't share the womb or anything to get in that sink, in sync like that.
Same womb, different time.
Different time. Okay. Excellent. We're going to be taking a quick break here and listening to a bit of music and regrouping. And so we've got another instrument. What is this coming up there?
This is called Blanca Balanca Balancia by Barasa Kunuva.
Thank you very much, and we'll be back shortly.
Não se desanime, seja giver.
Shoot to win, yeah. Shoot to win.
We're in. That was Enemy Laws. She's from British Columbia, and she's from the Okanagan. Singing the song Shoot to Win.
She is actually from the Salmon Arm.
Yeah.
And local, and hopefully we want to get you on the show if you're listening.
Yes.
And so we'll also try and play as much of the original music local as possible. We'll play the bands who have been on here. We're going to go straight into some poetry and take us out on a song from Bees Make It and a jam with everybody in the studio. So, Ted, you got a piece of poetry for us, right?
I guess it's lyrics to a song.
Very cool. Lay it on us.
It's called Moving Mountains. It's done by Thrice, I guess, originally. here it goes. I speak in many tongues to many men, argue with angels, and I always win, but I don't know the first thing about love. I prophesy all mysteries, all hidden things are opened up to me, but I don't know the first thing about love. I have the keys to open any door, give all my possessions to the poor, but I don't know the first thing about love. And moving mountains ain't no thing to me. I've faith enough to cast them to the sea, but I don't know the first thing about love. But all other things shall fade away when love stands alone and still holds away. And all other things shall fade away into the ground, into the gray. I give my body up unto the flames, and never once have I denied your name, but I don't know the first thing about love.
Wow, beautiful.
Very nice.
All right. So, you can go next. Absolutely. And so we're hearing from Graham Dawson next here.
I'm going to read a poem by Aldous Huxley. He wrote Brave New World a long time ago. It's a good book.
Fiction writer.
This is called Private Property. All fly, yet who is misanthrope? The actual men and things that pass, jostling to wither as the grass, so soon, and be it heaven's hope or poetry's kaleidoscope, or love or wine at feast or at mass, each owns a paradise of glass, where never a yearning heliotrope pursues the sun's ascent or slope, for the sun dreams there, and no time is or was. Like fawns embossed in our domain, we look abroad, and our calm eyes mark how the goatish gods of pain revel. And if by grim surprise they break into our paradise, patient we build its beauty up again.
All right. Yeah. All right. So I think we got a new way of doing things around here. We're going to start snapping at the end of poems. Right on. Okay. Instead of applause, it's a bit like, okay, so next up is Ben.
I got a Leonard Cohen. This poem is titled Other Writers.
You know it's going to be good when it's Leonard Cohen. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Steve Sandfield is a great haiku master. He lives in the country with Sarah, his beautiful wife, and he writes about the small things, which stand for all things. Kyozen Joshu Roshi, who has brought hundreds of monks to a full awakening, addresses the simultaneous expansion and contraction of the cosmos. I go on and on about a noble young woman who unfastened her jeans in the front seat of my Jeep and let me touch the source of life, because I was so far from it. I've got to tell you, friends, I prefer my stuff to theirs.
Ah, yeah! Okay, so, and now, Tobias, being from Brazil, speaking Portuguese, has got a short poem. Go ahead. Do you want to tell us the name in English, or just something what it's about anyway first?
I'll say it first.
Okay, and then tell us. Go ahead.
Okay. As rosas não falam, mas exalam o cheiro de ti. Thank you.
All right.
Quickie.
So what was it? What was the name of it, or what was it about?
I don't know the title. It's a poem I know for a long, long time.
Was it talking about love, or what?
Yeah, just love. It's saying that roses don't speak, but they exhilarate your smell.
Wow.
But in a very nice way.
Nice.
Okay. That's nice and sweet and short. I'm going to do a poem that
I wrote when I was very young, and it's called Unity Plays a Tune. A walk through a schoolyard, sights of innocence in bloom. As two children play, unity plays a tune. Two children, two different children from two different nations, a symbol of peace in a new generation. Cherish them now, while they still know how. Unity plays a tune. We'll teach them it's rude to show they're upset, then they'll think of their image and swallow their fumes. Why can't... Then we'll call them punks and judge them way too soon. Why can't we remember when unity played a tune? Remember to forget what you don't know about. It's on your shoulders, and it seems there's no way out. So forgetting is a blessing that some of us abuse. Forget what you're worthy of, or face confusion when you choose. So two people come together, a family is born. An amateur hunter takes a shot at the moon. A glacier melts, a river flows. Two hands shake, and unity plays a tune. Like a fire burning brightly in the driving rain, till nothing else left but the truth remains. The sound of the earth brings a joyous tear, the sweetest song you'll ever hear when unity plays a tune.
Good one.
So, I want to remind everybody out there, we're coming to the close of the program, and so everybody go out there and call somebody on the phone you love, talk to your family if you have somebody to talk to, get involved in your community, be careful where you volunteer, but go do some volunteering work, get involved, write a song, write a poem, express yourself, get in touch, love somebody deeply, do something with your life that's, you know, in these moments of your life that you have, and do something that you'll look back and or at least feel now in some sort of deeper way. So thank you everybody for coming on the show.
Thank you.
We're going to be doing a song to take us out with Ted Kim. Ooh. And Bees Make It. Ted Kim is our father.
Dear father,
sorry.
Not our father.
Actually,
do you mind if I just have to, I was told I had to do this.
Go ahead.
I have to give a shout out to my girl, Lisa Horton.
Woo! Nice!
All right. Okay, and so Bees Make It. This is Graham and Ben Dawson from Bees Make It, and they're going to be taking us out on one of their songs. Can you tell us what song it is?
We're going to do a song called Do It Again. And
let's do it again.
Yeah,
we'll do it again.
All right, we can
again.
Do it again sometime.
So, and speaking of which, we hope to have you guys back on the program sometime. We're going to play everybody's music as much as possible. And also, I wanted to say that if anybody's out there listening, as I said before, who wants to come on the show, who has something very creative, something original, and you give us a call, send an email to send to jasonlawrence@yahoo.com. That email address, once again, is including the words send to jasonlawrence@yahoo.com. And
we will get the website going if we get
it. Yeah. So it will be, our website is actually half built now. We just have to, upon approval of this pilot show, we're going to be launching our website where you'll have contact information and an internet presence.
So, oh, yeah.
Feel free, everybody, jam along and take so. We'll see you next week on Friday, the 27th, and we will have on the show Sons of Granville. Also, we're going to be featuring a new up-and-coming artist named Greg Muth and his Gregantuate Dreams. From Muth Truth Media brings you Greg Muth and his Muth Truth Media. So, yeah, very exciting. And next week, we'll also have a few other people on. I think Ty's coming on next week, so keep in touch. And what'd you want to say?
Oh, I was just going to say thanks for having us, Jason.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. This is very nice hearing original, like I said, fresh music from the community. It's like...
Exactly.
Too much original... Oh, well, never mind. Not enough original compared to other types of music. You gonna say goodbye? What's up with you?
Well, goodbye. Have a good night. Eat some good food.
Eat some good food. Love yourself. Get some rest.
Good advice.
Later.
Yeah.
Drink lots of water. Okay, so
bye, Tony.
Who's taking us into the song?
All right, go for it. One.
day to take your life and to throw it all away. One bad move, you'll be wishing you had back the life you knew. All has changed every time you see your face, it looks so strange. Every time you see your face, it looks so strange. Hold it up, keep it shut. Over the years, learn to live by secrets. It's hard to care.